Ellen, is it Krieger or Krager?
It's Krieger.
It's Krieger. I want to get that right. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's funny, and I know you're probably in this situation too. Sometimes you cover stories and you never dream of it. The only thing I know about bed bugs is telling my kids not to let the bed bugs bite. But I look in the Friday, August 20 money section of USA Today, and there's a story, "Don't Let the Bed Bugs Bite." That's tougher than it sounds. And then in your story on Friday, you have a story around metro area, bed bugs are biting. What's going on?
You know, I've traveled all over the world for the last 7 years in my job, and I have never seen a bed bug. I've never been bitten by a bed bug, and I never really thought that much about bed bugs. But apparently, you know, they're rebounding, and all the grown-ups today never even saw one. And now they're infiltrating in hotels and in apartments and in people's houses.
What made you decide to write a piece on this?
There had been a report last week about a high-rise, a real expensive high-rise in downtown Detroit that was infested with these bed bugs. And apparently, once they get into one apartment, they can crawl through the utility lines, they can go through the walls in little crevices, and they can get in the entire building. So that was a big deal here in Detroit this past week, and then got people started thinking about, do I have bed bugs in my house?
And what's interesting is normally, according to your story, they get into couches or beds, and usually that's where you would find them. But as you mentioned, now they're getting into these office buildings, crawling along the pipes, getting into cubicles, and just spreading all over the place.
Right. I mean, the idea is not that, you know, it's a lack of hygiene or somehow that people are doing it on purpose. Apparently, a lot of people are not allergic to them. So even if they're bitten, they don't have the rash. And so they don't even know that they might have them. And they think that people, you know, they travel around like on people's bodies or in their luggage or, you know, somehow from place to place, and people are now bringing them to work.
So in your story, you talk about that office building. Would you say that there's an outbreak around the Detroit area, or does this seem to be more maybe a traveling kind of big city kind of thing?
We interviewed some pest control places, and they said that Detroit is now the fifth worst city for bed bugs. At least Orkin Pest Control said that Detroit was the worst after Cincinnati, Columbus, Chicago, and Denver. Last week, I don't know if you heard on the news that the federal officials were called to the state of Ohio. Apparently, Ohio's been having this huge outbreak. But Detroit also, they said that cases have grown 180% in the last year.
Well, I'm looking at these bugs in the pictures in your story, and they're kind of gross looking. They're about the size of an apple seed,
right,
which is a pretty good size.
And right.
Apparently, they like to have babies quite a bit.
That's right. I asked one of the pest control people, if you were to get rid of all the bed bugs in your house except for two, what would happen? And he said, in 3 months, an infestation of two bed bugs can grow into an infestation of 302 bed bugs. So think if you still had four bed bugs or six bed bugs or 10 bed bugs, pretty soon you have an explosion of bed bugs.
All right. Well, I call the Ingham County Health Department here in the mid-Michigan area, and apparently there is not any concern here yet because they've had a couple of reports, but those were from homes. Nothing via the office or apartment buildings yet. But I guess we should try to protect ourselves. What should we do?
Well, I think there are two things. One is there's some advice about looking around your house for bed bugs. One of the best pieces of advice I heard is a lot of times people use old mattresses from someone else or pick up mattresses off the curb or, you know, borrow mattresses from people. Don't do that. You know, don't do that. And And if you're traveling, there are a couple of things you can do. It doesn't matter if the lodging is very upscale or downscale. They can appear anywhere because it has to do with who stayed there before, and travelers can pick them up. So if you're in a hotel room, just do a little, you know, look around. Just look around the bed, the edge of the mattress, and they show up as little black or red spots. They said any kind of little crevices, like, you know, if there's like loose wallpaper or in the, you know, in that, by the headboard or the frame or the nightstand. Just look around. If you see any little black or red spots, you know, tell the hotel. They also say to hang your clothes in the closet and don't put them in the drawers of a hotel. And keep your luggage up on the rack. Don't put it down on the floor. So those are just a few things you can do.
Well, Ellen, and we're talking with Ellen Krieger, who's a travel writer for the Detroit Free Press. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. This is really creeping my wife out because she's got this thing when we travel, when we go to hotels, motels, she doesn't like their bedding because she has read the horror stories about the bedspreads being left on there even though the sheets were changed. So she gets all that stuff changed when we go someplace. And now I'm sure this is going to make folks like her a little bit more paranoid.
You know, I would like to tell people, don't be that paranoid. We wrote about this, but you got to remember that it's not like bed bugs are everywhere in the world, and also bed bugs don't spread disease. They might bite you, and you might have a little allergic reaction. It's more the creep out factor that people have. But I have traveled. I've traveled over 20,000 miles around the world, and I have never seen a bed bug. So don't get unduly worried about it.
Well, in your story, you talk about how they eat. They pierce the skin with two hollow tubes, inject saliva into the skin with one hollow tube, and suck the blood out with the other. They generally feed before dawn, but they can eat at any time. That's not making me very comfortable.
They call them the little vampires. And the other interesting thing is that apparently they are exploding partly because of more people traveling around the world, but they also think it could be some kind of you know, bug trend, you know, where life cycles of different bugs peak and decline, and that usually there's predators that come out for certain bugs, and it reduces the population back to normal levels. And I asked one of the pest control people, what is the predator for bed bugs? And he said, there isn't one. So,
nice.
You know, this is a problem.
Well, a couple other tips. You mentioned not to put your clothes in drawers, hang them up. I always do that. That makes me feel good. And if you're a little concerned, put out some sticky tape and monitor to see if they anything shows up.
I actually think that might be one thing you could do when you were traveling, is like a double-sided sticky tape. Put it somewhere because then you could see something pretty quickly.
All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, there is no issue with that in the mid-Michigan area here in Ingham County after I spoke with an Ingham County health official yesterday. Before we let you go, Ellen, being a travel writer, what's hot, new, and low cost for people to be thinking about as the winter is right around the corner here?
Well, my column for this upcoming Sunday is about booking your airline tickets for the holidays, and people are finding that prices are going through the roof. And so my advice is keep an eye out, don't book yet, but keep looking about September or October, the best prices you should find for holiday travel.
All right. As we'll be doing that, thinking about the Christmas holiday. So it's not too late to wait that long, huh?
No, they say right now is a little bit higher than it will be, later.
And Ellen, what's the favorite place for you to travel to get the best bang for your buck any time of the year?
You know, Southeast Asia is a very inexpensive place to travel. Vietnam is one of my favorite places to go. But, you know, anywhere in the United States is still hurting, and the prices are still hurting. And even in Michigan, you know, you can get good deals, and especially this fall, I would take a look at up north properties and just keep looking for the deals.
All right, Ellen, thanks so much. Pleasure to talk with you.
Okay, you too.